morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 237 years ago, today in 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed in Paris, France, officially ending the American Revolutionary War and recognizing the sovereignty of the United States. A moment of human achievement, and the birth of a new nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean, with waves at 3 to 4 plus feet. Conditions will shift to fair around 9 a.m., then become choppy after 1 p.m. as winds pick up to onshore at 9 miles per hour. Expect the swell to hold steady throughout the day with occasional shoulder-high sets. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 73 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers fair conditions with waves around 3 to 4 feet and light winds from the northwest. Friday sees cleaner conditions early with 3 to 4 plus feet of swell, but choppy conditions develop by midday. Saturday maintains similar size at 3 plus feet, though inshore winds create choppy surf, improving slightly in the evening for a better close. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:12, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., giving way to mostly sunny skies, with a high near 74 and a light west wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 69 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 73 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 68 and a west wind of about 5 miles per hour. Friday continues with mostly sunny skies and a high near 71. Friday night will remain partly cloudy with a low around 66. Saturday brings mostly sunny conditions again with a high near 71. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 66. Sunday wraps up the weekend with mostly sunny skies and a high near 72. Sunday night will also be partly cloudy, with a low around 66. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, residents in San Diego are expressing skepticism about the City Council's upcoming vote on September 9th regarding a coastal resilience master plan aimed at addressing sea level rise and erosion at Sunset Cliffs. The proposal includes converting Sunset Cliffs Boulevard from a two-lane road to a single southbound lane, while also creating a protected walkway for pedestrians and cyclists. The Peninsula Community Planning Board has voiced support for climate initiatives, but opposes the proposed traffic changes, arguing that redirecting vehicles through local streets is not a viable solution. Community members have raised concerns about the city's lack of engagement, emphasizing the need for a balanced approach to protect both the coastline and local traffic. on to sports. Ohio State has reclaimed the top spot in the Associated Press Top 25 poll, marking their first time at number one during the regular season since 2015. The Buckeyes rose after defeating Texas 14-7 in their season opener. In contrast, Alabama fell out of the top 20 for the first time in 17 years, landing at number 21 following their opening game loss to an unranked opponent. Florida State entered the rankings at number 14 after upsetting Alabama. The rankings are expected to remain fluid early in the season as teams continue to compete. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Orioles 6-2. Emmanuel Rivera drove in four runs and Tyler Wells got the win, pitching five scoreless innings with two earned runs and four strikeouts. The Friars managed six hits, made one error, and left seven runners on base. Padres starter Darvish took the loss after allowing six runs over four innings. The Padres' record is now 76-63. This afternoon, Nestor Cortes is 2-3 with a 5.06 earned run average, faces Cade Povich, who is 2-7 with a 5.04. First pitch at 1:10 at Petco Park, where it will be mostly sunny and 83 degrees. In top news, in a groundbreaking discovery, researchers have revealed that a small cluster of neurons, known as the locus coeruleus, controls our thinking modes. This blue dot, just a few millimeters in size, influences learning, creativity, focus, and alertness. By understanding how to shift gears, individuals can enhance their cognitive performance. The locus coeruleus has four activity modes, from sleep to high arousal, affecting our mental state. Techniques such as meditation, physical exercise, and task management can help optimize its function. Ultimately, self-awareness of this brain mechanism may lead to improved mental well-being and productivity. In business news, Connecticut's Ray Dalio believes that income inequality may be leading the United States toward autocracy. Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates, was the richest person in Connecticut in 2023. He stated that wealth disparity leads to polarization, which can result in autocratic leadership, calling it a classic part of the debt cycle. Dalio expressed concern that the increased wealth and values gaps lead to populism and irreconcilable differences. He compared current socioeconomics to the extreme gaps seen before, during, and after World War II. Dalio sold his remaining stake in Bridgewater earlier this year, marking a retirement process. He also criticized former President Donald Trump's influence on the Federal Reserve's decision-making process. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $111,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 1% to $2.83. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Wyoming has chosen Amazon's Project Kuiper over Starlink for broadband expansion, following Colorado's lead, and utilizing the state's broadband equity, access, and deployment program. This initiative seeks to provide high-speed internet to over 15,000 underserved locations. Wyoming will award Amazon close to $10 million in subsidies, while Starlink will serve only 629 locations for $1 million. The proposal highlights that Project Kuiper aims to deliver download speeds of at least 150 megabits per second. However, it remains unclear when Project Kuiper will launch or the pricing for the service. Entertainment news. Dwayne Johnson is generating Oscar buzz following a powerful performance in The Smashing Machine at the Venice Film Festival. The audience erupted into a 15-minute standing ovation, leaving the 53-year-old actor in tears. Johnson portrays wrestler Mark Kerr alongside Emily Blunt, who plays Kerr's girlfriend. The film's director, Benny Safdie, joined in the emotional moment, as Kerr himself was moved during the credits. Johnson's transformation for the role involves significant prosthetics, showcasing his desire to explore deeper narratives. The Smashing Machine will be released by A24 in November, marking Safdie's solo directorial debut. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Earl Nightingale. And he said, "All you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.